The Defense Department is trying to make things easier on its new cyber mission forces. And the Pentagon is still working without an appointed Undersecretary of Acquisition, Logistics, and Technology. Federal News Radio Scott Massioni joins me with a scoop on what's happening in this whole defense realm. And Scott, let's start with the cyber mission forces. Is this the cyber commands, or how does this fit into those, first of all?
Right. So a couple of years ago, the Defense Department created the cyber mission forces, which is 133 different teams that are tasked with either protecting the homeland on the cyber side of things or actually doing offensive missions and contingency operations.
And these are scattered across the military services?
That's right. And even goes into the National Guard and reserves as well. And they need 6,200 people to fill all these spots, and they're required to finish and fully capable by the end of 2017, so the beginning of the next year.
And so where do things stand now? 133 by the end of 17, do they have 130?
Yet? Yeah. Well, you know, I don't think that they have an exact number out yet. They have them right now. They're in 50 named operations. So they're definitely doing things. And it's been about a year since they started in their first named operation. The thing is that they are still kind of working the kinks out of how these cyber mission forces are going to work. And so DoD is trying to put out a new policy that might help the domain itself. And, you know, one of the things about the cyber domain is it's something that you can actually manipulate. It's not like the air or the sea. So one of the people that I talked to was Brigadier General Maria Barrett, and she's the Deputy Director for Operations for the Joint Chiefs of Staff. She kind of explains why this new policy is needed to sort of manipulate the cyber domain.
This is the only domain where we actually build it. And so if somebody was going to come to us and say, what would you like? How would you like to change the terrain in order to facilitate your infantry troops? Or how, you know, what would you like to change about the atmosphere so your planes can fly better? In this case, we're putting out a signal to say, in order for the CPTs to maneuver even more effectively, and really for everybody to defend better, this is what we think the sensing strategy should be.
And that was Deputy Director for Operations for the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Brigadier General Maria Barrett. And so this policy that they want to put out is going to be coming out in the next month or two. And that policy, which is supposed to help these cyber mission forces, is going to make DoD networks and everyone that works on DoD networks have to change the way that they do things. So you have to use more automated sensing. You have to think about the defensive measuring that you're using throughout the whole DoD network. You have to enhance your real-time situational awareness. And they want you to look more specifically at certain hacker traits. So instead of doing a broad net into, you know, we need to find hackers, you know, look at the different maneuvers that they're using and try and pinpoint those and find out exactly who is doing these things and what kind of tactics they're using to get in there.
And what sort of tools and toolkits do they have to do that with? And I understand from your story there's some issues with the equipment they're using also.
That's right. So
it's not artillery.
Right. Yeah, not artillery. It's more like laptops and data analytic tools, things like that, even some open source things. But the thing is that when they originally used and decided to give out these what they're called deployable mission support systems to these task force teams, they did it before they even started doing any operations. Seems like a pretty DoD type thing to do. So what they're doing is reevaluating how these kits are equipped. And they might want to change what goes in there. They're not really sure yet, but they're sort of reevaluating how it goes. But that will eventually go into the services, and the services will pick out what actually goes in there. But they've been directed by DoD to think about what should go in there.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio Scott Massioni. And on that equipment front, you're also reporting DoD, as we all know, still doesn't have an acquisition chief. And Undersecretary for Acquisition Technology Logistics. So how are things going there?
All right. So the person acting in that role is James McStravick, and he kind of shed some light on what's going on in DoD right now. The thing he told us is if you want to sell something to DoD, you have to make sure it can help kill someone. And that is what Secretary Mattis is trying to prioritize, I guess, within DoD. He said, if you can't discuss acquisition in the context of lethality, you've lost Mattis's attention. So that's kind of our first glimpse into what Mattis is, you know, where his mind is within DOD. And that's a little bit different from how Ash Carter, the previous defense secretary, really ran the Defense Department, because he was more focused on the capability in the future. What kind of future superiority technologies can we get now and start working on so that we have overmatch for the years to come? Mattis seems to be working on, you know, what can I do to blow things up now?
And you report the acquisition office is in the middle of a split right now. What does that mean and what's going on?
The 2016 NDAA, it required that the Defense Department split its acquisition office. One side is going to go toward research and engineering, the other to more day-to-day acquisition activities.
For lethality.
Right, for sure, for lethality. And so what they want to do with this is to kind of open up this research and development side to be more innovative, to, you know, not have to worry about the day-to-day activities, and they can focus on basically what Ash Carter wanted to do is technological superiority, things like that. And so right now, James McStravick, who's the acting undersecretary for acquisition, logistics, and technology, he gave us a update on what's happening with that whole split right now.
I had an initial engagement with Congress. That was a briefing about 2 weeks ago. Mr. Stackley is leading the reorganization efforts. He had led a cross-functional team a couple months ago. It was the recommendations of that team that was discussed with staffers, and then that we've since morphed into three cross-functional teams. Section 901 talks about the future of AT&L and the CMO. Okay, so there's one cross-functional team that I head on acquisition. There's one on R&E that Mary Miller heads. She's the acting assistant secretary for R&E. And then Mr. Tillotson, who's the acting DCMO, is heading the one for DCMO. We're trying to develop the next level of detail on you know, we have this basically structural alternatives that are compliant, but everybody wants to know how this is going to work. That's a good idea. What we owe the Congress in August is an implementation plan. How's this going to work? So we're working on the plan. How's this going to work? And we should have that ready in July in time to inform an August report to come.
And that's the acquisition chief for DOD, James McStravick. And he's basically saying that, you know, they're trying to their best to split these offices, and they seem to be making some sort of headway on that. And we'll see how that ends up going in the next year or two.
So even without some of the right people in place, it sounds as if there's strategies in place that they're trying to execute on, even without all of the political leadership maybe in place that they're hoping will come at some point.
Yeah, in the first couple of days, once he took office, Secretary Mattis put out a letter or a memo basically outlining three things he wanted to do in DOD. One of those was the lethality, another business reforms, things like that. So, you know, he's at least keeping things going, but he just doesn't have any help.
Federal News Radio Scott Massioni, thanks so much for that update.
Thank you.
Check out his DOD coverage at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.